So I'm going to start here by reading a fable, a short story. An old clock that had stood for 50 years in a farmer's kitchen, without giving its owner any cause of complaint, early one summer's morning, before the family was stirring, suddenly stopped. Upon this, the dial plate, if we may credit the fable, changed countenance with alarm. The hands made a vain effort to continue their course. The wheels remained motionless with surprise. The weights hung speechless, and each member felt disposed to lay the blame on the others. At length, the dial plate instituted a formal inquiry as to the cause of the stagnation, when hands, wheels, weights, with one voice, protested their innocence. But now a faint tick was heard below from the pendulum, who spoke thus: I confess myself to be the sole cause of the present stoppage, and am willing, for the general satisfaction, to assign my reason. The truth is that I am tired of ticking. Upon hearing this, the old clock became so enraged that it was upon the very point of striking. Slothful, exclaimed the dial plate, holding up its hands. Very good, replied the pendulum. It is vastly easy for you, Mistress Dial, who have had always, as everybody knows, set yourself above me. It is vastly easy for you, I say, to accuse other people of laziness. You, who have had nothing to do all your life but stare people in the face and amuse yourself with watching all that goes on in the kitchen. Think, I beseech you, how would you like to be shut up for your life in this dark closet, and to wag backwards and forwards, year after year, as I do? As to that, said the dial, is there not a window in your house on purpose for you to look through? For all that, resumed the pendulum, it is very dark here, and although there is a window, I dare not stop even for an instant to look out at it. Besides, I really am tired of my way of life, and, if you wish, I'll tell you how I took this disgust at my employment. I happened, this morning, to be calculating how many times I should have to tick in the course of only the next 24 hours. Perhaps someone of you there above can give me the exact sum. The minute hand, being quick at figures, presently replied, 86,400 times. Exactly so, replied the pendulum. Well, I appeal to you. I appeal to you all. If the very thought of this was not enough to fatigue anyone, and when I began to multiply the strokes of one day by those of months and years, really it was no wonder if I felt discouraged at the prospect. So, after a great deal of reasoning and hesitation, I thinks to myself, I'll stop. The dial could scarcely keep its countenance during this, but, resuming its gravity, thus replied, Dear Mr. Pendulum, I am really astonished that such a useful, industrious person as yourself should have been seized by this sudden weariness. It is true, you've done a great deal of work in your time, so have we all, and are likely to do, which, although it may fatigue us to think of, the question is whether it will fatigue us to do. Would you now do me the favor to give about half a dozen strokes to illustrate my argument? The pendulum complied and ticked 6 times at its usual pace. Now, resumed the dial, may I be allowed to inquire if that exertion is at all fatiguing or disagreeable to you? Not in the least, replied the pendulum. It is not of 6 strokes that I complain, nor of 60, but of millions. Very good, replied the dial. But recollect that, although you may think of 1,000,000 strokes in an instant, you are required to execute but 1, and that, however often you may hereafter have to swing, a moment will always be given you to swing in. That consideration staggers me, I confess, said the pendulum. Then I hope, resumed the dial plate, that we shall all return to our duty immediately, for the household will lie in bed if we stand idling thus. Upon this, the waits, who had never been accused of light conduct, used all their influence in urging him to proceed, when, as if with one consent, the wheels began to turn, the hands began to move, the pendulum began to swing, and, to its credit, ticked as loud as ever, while a red beam of the rising sun that streamed through the window, shining full upon the dial plate, it brightened up as if nothing had been the matter. So the thoughts I have this morning are surrounding this principle, which is basically the punchline of the fable. However often you may hereafter have to swing, a moment will always be given you to swing in. And in other words, or going along with this, is Matthew 6:34. Very well-known verse. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. And I think it would be true to say, sufficient unto the evil is the grace and the strength thereof. Remembering that we will not be tempted above what we are able. Here's a bit out of the song, Day by Day, worded just a little bit differently. I think that goes along with this. Day by day, and with each passing moment, I find strength to meet my trials here. I'm going to read a few verses from Genesis 16, verses 14 through 21. And when the dew that lay was gone up, behold, upon the face of the wilderness there lay a small round thing, as small as the hoarfrost on the ground. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said to one another, It is manna, for they wist not what it was. And Moses said unto them, This is the bread which the Lord hath given you to eat. This is the thing which the Lord hath commanded. Gather of it every man according to his eating, an omer for every man, according to the number of your persons. Take ye every man for them which are in his tents. And the children of Israel did so, and gathered, some more, some less. And when they did meet it with an omer, he that gathered much had nothing over, and he that gathered little had no lack. They gathered every man according to his eating. And Moses said, Let no man leave of it till the morning. Notwithstanding, they hearkened not unto Moses, but some of them left of it until the morning, and it bred worms and stank. And Moses was wroth with them. And they gathered it every morning, every man according to his eating. And when the sun waxed hot, it melted. So God instructed them to gather just enough for the day at hand, with the exception of gathering twice as much for the seventh day. And when they tried to take more than that, when they tried to take more than what was for that day, things went bad and it was fruitless. I was thinking in the Lord's Prayer, we ask, This day our daily bread. And there's something to that. Just a day at a time, whether it's trials, monotony, or monotonous things, or tasks we have to do, we can't stare at the stairs. We got to just step up the steps. Well, that's what I had. Hopefully it was edifying and an encouragement to press on with patient continuance day by day. You're welcome to share comments or corrections. God bless you.
Yeah, I appreciate the thoughts that were shared. So many ways your mind can go out with that concept. But I can identify with the pendulum in looking too far ahead or thinking too much about all the things that you see that need done or that aren't getting done and you think should be getting done, and then it's discouraging. You don't even have the will or the power to get done what's in front of you, so you just stop like the pendulum instead of taking one swing at a time, one step at a time, and so on. So I appreciate the reminder.
Amen, Brother Dito. Like Brother Leroy said, it opens up to so many thoughts. Redeem the time. Don't be weary of doing good. And Jesus, for the body, Jesus said to Saul, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" Well, what do you mean, Jesus? You're not How is Saul persecuting Jesus? He's persecuting the saints. He's persecuting his children, his brothers and sisters. And one other one would be, "Martha, Martha, you're concerned about many things. Yeah, but Mary has chosen the right part." So we should get along, humble ourselves before each other, as the clock, and redeem the time. Bless you, Brother Dito. It was very edifying. God be magnified.
Mercy and truth.